Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaButPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by AnaBots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. You can start for as little as 50 cents a day. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Rafa Pimentel. Rafa is the chief of Information Officer, Chief Technology Officer, Digital Transformation Expert, Speaker, and award-winning IT leader with over 22 years of experience in different industries. So, Rafa, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you very much for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be able to speak a little bit more about this fascinating topic that's artificial intelligence.
Awesome. Yes. So from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
Well, I'm going to speak about something in particular that I think it's been one of the most controversial industries in that has been affected by AI. And I'm going to speak about the media industry, right? Because there's even rallies that are against the use of artificial intelligence to create content and to be used for radio and for television and for, movies, TV series, and et cetera. So I have a very good experience with AI and the media industry because, for a major radio company, we were trying to make it more profitable and we were trying to make it compete against, all these streaming platforms that are taking over the market. So it was really interesting because one of the problems that we find in the traditional industry, like for example, radio, it's that you don't have all this information in real time that's being generated in the streaming platforms, for example, and you don't have all the engagement information that you have in real time on the streaming platforms. So we were thinking, how can we make this more competitive and how can we make this appealing for customers so they still want to invest their marketing money in radio? So we started focusing on what's the strength of the industry. For example, known brands are like, you have them on top of the mind, the radio stations and announcers. And it's very hard to compete against that if you are a small content creator or if you're a streaming platform. And also the engagement you can have in live broadcasts with people, because you make these contests where people are calling the radio show and you are giving away passes for a concert or you are giving away meet and greet opportunities. So all that, it's very hard to achieve if you're not a major company, So we were trying to complement that with AI and all the tools we needed to make announcers really have all the information they have with streaming platforms in real time. So what we try to do, well, what we achieved was getting all the advertisement information into a cloud platform where we were using natural language processing and machine learning to identify everything that was happening there. So in real time, we could tell the customers, hey, your ad just went on air. And we could match that with the ratings. So we could tell him, this day and this day and this day in these shows, your ad had this reach and this engagement. So it was not something simple to do, because, having the right tools to be able to listen to, in this case, it was over 120 radio stations simultaneously in four different countries. And then processing everything on real time, well, it was a challenge. It was a good investment we have to do also. But in the end, customers were very happy because they had a portal where they could log in and they were seeing in real time, hit with all their advertisement. And they could create their reports in real time. And well, it was like as simple as having a streaming platform, but with all the power that we could gave them with the name of a big radio company and the big radio announcers.
Mm-hmm. So with AI, you augmented your powers, the powers of.
Exactly, exactly. What I like to say is that we prolonged the life of the radio industry doing this, because you know a lot of people are saying that the radio is dying because nobody likes to be attached to a fixed schedule where you have to be there to listen to the shows or whatever, and if you don't have the device, you know, a radio, you cannot listen to it. But that's not true, because now we have all these smart speakers and smartphones, and there's a lot of ways to keep listening to the same shows, the same content. But well, it doesn't really matter, you know. In the end, it's just like if you want to be able to keep listening to your favorite shows with your favorite announcers, there's ways to do it. It was just the matter of making that as modern as necessary, you know, mm-hmm. for all the people and all the different preferences of getting content to be able to get it.
It's interesting how everything has had to evolve. I mean, now we live pretty fast, and we live so fast that it was maybe not enough to only be humans. No, we need to. We're using AI to augment our powers, and that's making us superhuman. And superhuman sounds like we went into surgery and someone put a chip on us, but it's not like that. We're just using the tools to become, I will not say bionic, but like superhuman, I guess, in a way.
No, I completely agree. And that's one of the things that we have to be like really talking about, because a lot of people are scared. And they are saying AI is going to replace me in my work, and I always say yes. If you want to, it will. But if you don't, you can be much more powerful, and you can be much more capable, and you can be way faster to do what you know how to do. You know, in the end, these AI tools that we have now, yes, they can create things, but they cannot replace a human brain. So exactly. If we have a really smart, a well-functioning human brain that learns how to use this tool, as you say, we're going to be superhumans. So what I'm telling, you know, in this media case, the writers and the producers and the announcers, just learn to use the tool and learn how to make that tool work for you, not work against you.
Yes, I love that. I love that phrase. And also you said something that I have never heard, not like that. You said people say that AI is going to replace you. And then you said, yes, if you want to. Like, usually the conversation is around, no, it's not going to replace you. It's going to replace repetitive tasks. Or AI is not going to replace you. Someone who uses AI is going to replace you. But that just little tweak of, yes, it's going to replace you if you want to, I don't know, man. I just loved it.
Yeah, well, I've been answering like that to everybody that asks, because you know what? I've been giving some conferences and some talks about AI, and that's the first question ever. And then they ask, when are the machines going to take over, like in Terminator? But well, that has a very complicated answer. But yeah, also, I think it depends on each one of us. If we want to get into the trend and start learning how to use the tools, that's going to make us powerful. It's like every other tool in the past, right? It's like the computer. When the computers first appeared, people were saying, oh, they're going to replace us. No, yeah. Now we all have a computer in our desks to do our jobs. Yeah. It's not like we have been replaced.
Yeah, even cars. Oh, no, those are so noisy. Oh, I mean, we have a car. Oh, no, internet is just a fad. Well, we have cars with internet now. But anyways, exactly. So Rafa, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Well, there's my social media. I am on Facebook as Rafa Pimentel. I am in LinkedIn as Rafa Pimentel Pinto. And of course, my website www.rafapimentel.com. You can reach me out there on by my email or on my social media. I'm always glad to have these kind of conversations and to help businesses figure out how to use AI and how to extend their life or how to potentiate their capabilities.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Rafa Pimentel, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting rafapimentel.com or by searching him in his social media, Rafa Pimentel, or LinkedIn, Rafa Pimentel Pinto, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yes. All right. Awesome. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.